we're kicking off the second hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. You can actually create the content you submit, whatever you find online that you think is interesting. Maybe it's a news story, a YouTube video, a blog post, something that you think our listeners will appreciate. You submit it to the website through our Reddit system, so you do have to have a Reddit account. It's free, of course. You just get your Reddit account tied in with your Free Talk Live account, a very simple process, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. And then once you submit your content, other listeners can vote on it. So if they like it, they'll vote it up. If they don't like it, they might vote it down. And then ultimately, we'll figure out what you think is interesting when we visit our website and see what you've submitted to us. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there as we continue. Ian, Lauren, and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. I have a story out of Pennsylvania that I think I mentioned on the air previously, but we really didn't get into it. And this is a really scary court case. CBS is reporting on it in Philly. A recent ruling from Pennsylvania's highest court could have a big impact on your privacy rights during a car stop. Pennsylvania traditionally provided broader privacy protection than the U.S. Constitution. For decades, police in the Commonwealth had to obtain a warrant. They actually wrote this originally as had to get obtain warrant. I think they meant had to obtain a warrant.
Is that CBS?
Yes.
Okay.
They're notorious. CBS notorious for bad copy in their stories.
This is where you put a sick at the end.
Police had to get the warrant from a judge before they could do a car search unless time was of the essence or the evidence could be lost or destroyed. But now the Pennsylvania, or I would say the additional or would be, or if the driver consented. Because cops could ask you, and in most places the cops can just ask you if they can search. And if you tell them yes, then they're going to search.
Yeah, but their asks, yes, their asks sound so much like commands.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car so I can search it now.
While their hands on the gun.
I'm going to have to ask you, like, realize I'm going to have to ask you is still a question.
Still a question. He's saying have to, which makes it sound like you have to do what he says.
Right.
You.
Well, they. It's ambiguous on purpose.
Absolutely. And they're trained to, when they're going through police academy, they're given these lines. I mean, they are trained on how to be intimidating and how to get what they want from people.
And ambiguous.
But now they don't even have to ask anymore in Pennsylvania.
They don't have to.
4-2 decision by their Supreme Court in Commonwealth versus Gary changes the rule. Dave Rudofsky, a professor at the Penn Law School civil rights attorney, says there will be less protection or lesser protection of privacy in Pennsylvania. He says Article 1, Section 2 of the Pennsylvania Constitution had been interpreted to provide broader protection than the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Police
but not anymore.
Had to contact a judge during a stop either via phone or radio for permission to conduct a car search. Rudofsky says the new ruling means police, not a judge, can decide whether to search. Now, if police officers have probable cause, a good faith belief that a crime has been committed, they can search your car without having to first obtain a warrant.
And this is, you know, some of the problems with these legal terms is how do we know that an officer doesn't have a good
probable
faith
cause.
Reason to believe that they can search your car? I mean, when you're asking, you know, the police officer says, for instance, I smelled marijuana. They can search any car for anything with that statement. And that's all they have to say. That means that, I mean, how do we know that police officers are telling the truth?
This reminds me of the word terrorist.
Why is that?
They just say that word and your group is immediately hated.
Mm. The district attorney's offices will say this is about drugs and guns, and that is true, but it does not end there, said James Funt, an attorney. Whatever's in the car can be searched. It's a slippery slope. Funt says the ruling severely erodes Pennsylvania's privacy protections by essentially concluding that citizens have less privacy in their cars than in their homes. He says people carry cell phones and other electronic devices in their cars, and the court's ruling means
they carry those in their home, too.
That these items could be vulnerable as well. He's suggesting that if your cell phone is in your car, that in theory that could also be subject to the search. Where does it stop? He says, it doesn't. It will not end with guns and drugs. For years, Philly police have been taken to task over the abnormally high number of stop and frisks of minorities. Funt says that groups targeted for such stops could be targeted for these searches, and you better believe they will be. Officers will likely try to abuse this newfound power, he says. They've tried to do it before, and this is simply a check and balance that has been removed. Civil rights advocates say beware. Beware of what you put in your pocket or what you put in your car, says Funt. You no longer have any safeguard from the government coming into your car. Their right to intrude has exponentially increased.
This is when you start feeling like you can't stop for the cops.
Now, as was pointed out before, if they really wanted to search you before, they could come up with some sort of concocted reason to do it. They could force it on you or whatever, but now it'll be legal for them to search anytime they damn well feel like doing it, for the most part.
So what I'm left with is that one thing's clear, right? Like our liberties are eroding over time here in the United States and around the world. What do you recommend? I mean, do you just pick up and move to some place where this isn't the law?
Yes, if New Hampshire.
Well,
I know what you do. Okay, so let them keep the right to search our car, but make it so that we don't have to stop for cops anymore.
They're not going to do that.
I think that's a win for us.
Yeah, that's just, it's wishful thinking, right? I mean, you know, if you don't stop for a police officer.
It's so much better. I would rather them have the right to search my car than the right to pull me over. So I say we're fighting the wrong battle if we, like, try and overturn this law. We should just get it so the cops can't pull you over. Like, why?
You're not going to run for office, though, are you?
No.
You're not going to vote, are you?
I will if there's somebody worth voting for.
Like I said,
Ron Paul and Ross Perot were worth voting for.
So if a Free State Project participant runs in Manchester where you live, you would vote for them?
Yes.
Good enough for me.
Good, good. So, although I have to say that proposal probably wouldn't fly, at least not at this time in New Hampshire. It probably wouldn't go anywhere at all.
But just because you can get a couple of
in New Hampshire, totally could.
No. To make it so that you don't have to pull over for the cops, no way in hell.
With next year's plan for elections, I totally think so.
Sit in on a criminal justice committee.
Considering you haven't...
This next election goes the way it's supposed to...
What does that mean?
We could totally pass it.
I think you're a little bit too...
I'd love to hear about how the next election is going to go, because this is completely...
I appreciate the optimism, but you can tell Lauren is new to the political system.
I'm not new to... I studied political science in college.
I mean, have you ever actually... See, there's a difference between going to a course in college or several courses and actually going to the state house and listening to these bureaucrats and these politicians on and on.
Do you vote in every election?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Usually there's somebody worth voting for.
You don't get to call me mystical, all right?
What are you talking about?
If you vote in every election, it means you're voting for some people that aren't doing a good job.
Not necessarily. There's usually free staters running every election.
Okay, so if the next election...
You're asking if he votes in every single section of every single election, like every single... I don't think he does.
No, not necessarily.
So you only vote for free staters?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so
sometimes
you're voting...
I vote for the lesser of two evils.
Okay, so therefore, you don't get to tell me about how I am, how I have some foggy dream over the political system when you're voting for people that are going to do a bad job. So don't tell me about my disregard for the political system.
No, I'm voting for the people who will do a less bad job.
For people who you're voting for the lesser of the two evils. And by the way, I was talking about free staters. I think there will be a lot more free staters running.
I hope there's a lot more of them.
Yeah,
and I think they'll have a really good shot.
I love the idea of what you're saying, but I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that they're not going to remove they're not going to add the right not to pull over to a police officer. In the next,
I have reasons to believe we will have more free staters in office.
I'd love to hear that.
I hope you're right about that, because the last election in 2012,
it held steady.
We kind of held steady, maybe lost one, maybe gained one. I'm not really sure.
I have information that I cannot say at this time.
Oh, you tease. All right, 855, 450 free. That's the toll-free number.
That's just the commercials.
There's more about Pennsylvania. And you've got Lauren, you've got a story about the alcohol rules there or something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to us first. We will approve it. It'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges. They make really great. Those little pins, those like 1-inch pins that are gold and have sort of colors in them. They're beautiful. They are often worn on lapels or hats. I think we used to call them hat pins when I was younger, but they're beautiful. Well, what if you go to shinybadges.com, check out what they've got there, but also check out the causes tab, because every item there includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project. Whether it's, for instance, the Thanks But No Tanks pin, which donates to the Bearcat Defense Fund, or the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, which donates to the Bitcoin Not Bombs Hoodie the Homeless Campaign 2014, or the Cop Block badge, which donates to Cop Block. You go to shinybadges.com, click on the tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products, and not only will you start a conversation with your neighbors, but you can support a cause that you believe in. Get a free gift if you pay in Bitcoin at shinybadges.com.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We go to Zach in Minnesota on the Amp Lines. Hello, Zach.
Hello, gentlemen and lady. Good evening. I just wanted to ask some advice from you guys, because you're farther down the Liberty path than I. And we've talked a few times over the years. Back in 2006, I stumbled upon you guys on an iTunes search, and at the time I was going to school for law enforcement, and I had all these broad plans to run off and get signed up with the FBI and be a SWAT guy and all this cool stuff that, you know, 18-year-old kids love to do. And as I got more exposed to the ideas and I started asking myself these questions that I didn't have good answers to, such as, do I want to die because of a plant? I eventually turned my back on law enforcement because I started to see some of the things that you guys talk about night after night. And I ran out of excuses. And now that I'm on this, what kind of feels like the other side, and it shouldn't be, but it is, I read these stories and I watch these videos of cops breaking people's windows and shooting their dogs and this and that. And how do I not just, I feel myself becoming very adversarial, passing a cop on the side of the road, pulling someone over, and just this intense anger that has not turned to violence and will not, because I'm not that kind of guy. I do still have principles that I will not aggress against someone who doesn't upon me first. But I still can't avoid just this anger that I get inside. And I don't really hear that with you guys.
I don't know. I think Mark can relate. Well, I think both of us can relate over, you know, from our lives. But I mean,
you were just talking just the other night about how you wouldn't wanted to be at the DEA situation here because you didn't feel like you could control yourself.
Well, it would be very upsetting for me if, like, for instance, I remember back in 2006 or 2007, our friend Russell Canning got arrested at the courthouse here in New Hampshire for I don't know what piddling stupid thing it was that he was arrested for, but there have been so many arrests here amongst outside the system activists over time. But the rage was welling up in me. I wanted to do something physically to stop it. But what it, really for me, it was worse when I was in Florida, because before we moved up here, I just didn't feel like I had I didn't have any access for, having hope. There was no hope for the world changing or being better. One thing that I can sort of tell myself here in New Hampshire is just keep it up there, statist. We're going to win at some point. And, that's kind of what I keep, one of the ways that I make myself feel better. But I have an anger management issue like so many people do. And nobody likes to be cornered. Nobody likes to feel like there's no hope. And I think to some extent, Zach, you're probably feeling like there's no hope.
And that could very well be, because I am completely by myself out here in Minnesota, or at least it feels that way. And, and you're very well possibly right. That is because that for that reason, I'm signed up for the Free State Project, and I'm hoping that soon here I can convince my better half to come out there with me, because we're fighting that battle right now. You know, making a life choice together.
Yeah.
But I just, in the meantime, I can't help but just get so angry with the way things are going.
Can you relate to this, Lauren?
Yeah, do you, I totally know how you feel. my partner back home, and I felt like there wasn't anyone to relate to as well, and we felt alone. One of the things that you might try doing is look on your local meetup site. There's meetup.com, and you should search in terms like libertarian or anything that you're into. Ron Paul's a good one. And you could also volunteer at your local Libertarian Party. I'm not much into parties, but at least it gets you around some people that think more like you do.
Yeah, I think I might have to try that as kind of a band-aid until I can get out there with you guys.
Yeah,
I don't want you feeling this way. That sounds awful. There's
There's Liberty on the Rocks, too. That's an organization that you can set up where you can get together sort of once a week with some liberty-oriented folks.
Having some sort of group to commiserate with certainly can be helpful. But it could also make things worse. Like, you know, if you get together with these people and all they're talking about is all this bad stuff going on and there's not really anything positive happening within the group, I mean, that might make the situation more undesirable.
Well, you can also push positive subjects like A, moving to the Free State Project.
Sure.
B,
yeah.
Things that are going on and how you might be able to change them. Come up with some action. Come up with some activities. And heck, why don't you just grab some of the people from those groups and say, why don't we just go cop block for a while? Go down to a street where we can hold signs and alert people that there's a police checkpoint, a sobriety checkpoint.
As long as you think you can keep your cool. I mean, if you...
Yeah, don't yell at the cops, whatever
right,
you do.
I mean, if you're going into a situation with police and you have a tendency to get upset, then that could lead to some sort of conflict that could lead to you being in a, you know, in a pair of handcuffs somewhere. And that, of course, is going to only make it so you get stuck wherever it is you are longer because then you'll have bail conditions and you'll have, you know, probation maybe, or who knows what.
And we want you out here soon.
Well, and that was what I was going to suggest, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in about five weeks or so, and you say you have a significant other, so perhaps, Zach, if the funds are available for you to make the trip out here.
A little vacation.
Yeah, maybe a little time off would be useful, and kind of a recharge to get around this community and feel what it's like. With the gentleman that's it's in our studio here tonight, he's a brand new mover to New Hampshire, Andrew. He's here moved yesterday, actually, from California. He said that he came up for the Liberty Forum, and it's been on his mind ever since. And it would be a great way for, you know, the significant other to really get a taste for what this is like up here, and that, you know, we're not crazies, and there's a really bunch of nice people up here, and people she'll get along with. So that's what I would recommend if you can afford doing it. Zach, thanks for the call tonight, and appreciate hearing from you. Otherwise, meditation and positive affirmations, trying to be more in control of your thoughts and your way of being. These are also things you can focus on, kind of personal growth. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you have a suggestion for Zach.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. All the stuff they charge you for, we give it away at freetalklive.com. That's right.
You, speaking of giving things away at freetalklive.com, you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of coffee. It's Buzzbox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And it's delicious coffee. I drink Buzzbox exclusively. Coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. Buzzbox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but what they do differently than other coffee companies is they allow partners like Free Talk Live to give microloans. For every 10 people that sign up to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, when you get your free pound, you'll sign up for a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your pound, cancel right away. Not a problem. But if you continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, then you will be counted, and every 10 people that that get their coffee that way, we're able to give another microloan to help another family around the world get a hand up and live a better life. So get started now by getting your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ooh, coffee and giving. That's awesome.
Two good things all in the same package there.
Love
all right.
Private donations.
So, speaking of private, there's a discussion that you wanted to bring to the table, Lauren, about the private sales of alcohol.
That's how they're using red herrings.
Beer and wine in Philadelphia, or rather Pennsylvania, excuse me. In Pennsylvania, we actually had Daryl, I think, telling us about this previously, because he lived there for a little while, that apparently the state is the organization in charge of selling beer and wine.
Yes.
And
that's true.
Everything. In liquor, beer, and wine.
No, that's right. Not true in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is just liquor.
New Hampshire
just
is liquor.
Yes.
Which, you know, to me
we're
was a shock coming here. In Florida, you can go and get liquor from liquor stores, and they're not state.
Oh, yeah. It was weird not being able to walk into Walmart, because in Ohio, you can just, and Indiana, you can just walk into Walmart and buy whatever right. you want. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Right. It's strange that in Maine, you can go to a grocery store and buy liquor, but in New Hampshire, no, you must go to a separate building run by the state to buy your liquor.
And coincidentally, it seems like the liquor stores seem to fall right after the tolls.
Yeah.
It's really weird how that works.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, you have to pay the toll to get the liquor, but they do sell the liquor more cheaply, so many people come up from Massachusetts to buy their liquor and fireworks here in New Hampshire.
So, anyway, the story is coming out of Pennsylvania, and you, Lauren, made a video about it.
I did. So, the original video is a little girl, and she's saying, she's standing above her mother's casket, and she's saying, "You'll never be able to walk me down the aisle. You'll never be able to see me graduate from college."
Don't daddies walk girls down the aisles?
I know, right?
Okay.
And first, you know, thing they got wrong, just right on the opening. And, but, you know, even if she wanted her mom to walk her down the aisle. So anyway, because you got hit by a
truck.
She could
have had two moms.
Right. You never know. But anyway. Because you got hit by a drunk driver.
Hmm.
And so then they follow it up with, so there are such and such related deaths to alcohol, which, you know, side note, alcohol, like driving related accidents are not the only alcohol related deaths, but those are the only, they're counting all alcohol related deaths because it's a bigger number.
Well, and, if you mean alcohol related death, if your car crashes, you, the driver, are not drunk, but the person in the passenger seat has alcohol, that's an alcohol-related death.
Right. Both people are counted in the alcohol-related death.
Right.
But they both count towards the total.
I knew a guy who was in an automobile accident while he was somewhat inebriated, and with another person who was inebriated, and he got a vehicular homicide charge for it. So it's two drunk drivers hit each other.
Right. So the point is that then they make a pitch for you to not privatize. This is the pitch for you to not privatize alcohol in Pennsylvania. And they're
because gets into private hands, they're saying more people will die.
Right, because apparently Pennsylvania has the lowest alcohol death related rate. But that's pure coincidence. It absolutely has nothing to do with it. And I guess Ian
more
has
Amish people than anybody else too, right? I mean, so maybe it's the Amish people that aren't drinking.
Ian, you have the commercial. Can you play
it? I have one of these commercials. It's not the one you were talking about.
It's not the one I'm talking about. If you want to see the one I'm talking about, which I suggest you do, you want to go and watch my latest video. It'll be Objectivist News in April. So it was last month's news. I do the news after the month is over because, you know, unfortunately I'm not psychic, but I'm working on it.
Where does one go for that? Objectivistgirl.com?
Yeah, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's Objectivist Girl, but the girl doesn't have an I in it. Unfortunately, that was already taken.
So. All right, so here is the story. The story is from PennLive.com. They include this video in their news piece about this.
You know, some Harrisburg politicians want to give big companies the right to sell beer and wine in supermarkets, big box stores, even gas stations?
That would be so dangerous for kids, having alcohol available in so many places.
Now, I remember when I was, by the way, these are two what appear to be moms sitting on a playground, kids in the background are playing. So,
you should throw it up on the Facebook group. When we
I certainly will put it on our Facebook page here in a little bit. But so the idea being that alcohol be in so many places and kids, they could get it. Well, wait a minute. I remember when I was in Florida, they actually had a separate liquor store, like the Winn-Dixie's down there. You had to go in a separate area you were carded before you could go in. But even so, is she really suggesting that there's going to be a huge problem with stealing liquor? Because it's not like, you know, a seven-year-old's going to walk into Publix or wherever.
And people are going to just be like, here, young lady, would you like some liquor?
So I don't think the
When I got my liquor when I was in high school, I got my, you know, I got it from friends. I got it from I got it from adults. You know what? I even snuck some of my mom's liquor. Yep.
You know, the incentive, I know that this may shock some of you out there, but the incentive is actually on the side of privatization. So remember this. When the state screws up, they don't pay any sort of penalty because they're the state and they do whatever they want. When a private store screws up and has to pay a ton of fines, a lot of times they have to shut down. So if they screw up and they don't check somebody's ID and somebody gets in a car accident and and they're able to trace it back to that liquor store, they pay huge fines.
Yeah, but that's the not state, freedom either.
The state does not pay those same huge fines.
I get what you're saying, but that's not freedom, right? Like, shouldn't the individual be responsible for getting wasted?
Even today, in this society, it is better to privatize it. Because those companies, and even if it weren't, if the state weren't around, it would still be incentivized to privatize, even though there's not really the option anymore since there's no state. But the point is that our society can hold these places responsible. We have the internet.
But why should it, I'm sorry, but why should a private dealer or any alcohol dealer be responsible for someone's irresponsibility? You're not saying they should be fined. Like,
no, I'm not
saying
they should, but if that is something that independent individuals feel like they want to hold stores accountable for, they have every right to do that. They can A, not shop there. They can B, protest outside. They're fully capable of doing those things. And if the majority is on their side and they say that this is something that our society finds to be a appallable act and a calling action for them to not check IDs, which apparently we'd have to have private IDs in that case. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. The point is that if these people aren't checking people's ages and certain people are feeling like they should be doing this, then there are ways that the free market can hold them accountable.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll play the remainder. There's about 40 seconds left in this minute-long ad that is the two moms.
It just gets better.
Expressing how concerned they are about the idea that grocery stores, gas stations, anybody could sell alcohol. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. We'll continue with the commercial, the propaganda piece from the union workers. These are the folks who funded the advertising. It's $300,000 is what they spent.
Which union?
The Union of Liquor Workers.
I see.
In Pennsylvania, the people who work for the state selling you alcohol, they're the ones who are very upset about the idea of possible privatization of alcohol sales in Pennsylvania. And they've come up with some advertisements to try to persuade you, the voters, on how to or not to support this. In this case, they don't want you to support it. They want to keep their monopoly on alcohol sales. We'll continue that discussion here in moments, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, though, first, and in this case, to Skype, where Sleepy Salsa is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for bringing me on. And sure. Before I address what your guest was mentioning, I just wanted to mention to you, Ian, that I really feel for you with what the bureaucrats up in New Hampshire have been doing to you regarding your infringing on your right to travel. And I can definitely sympathize, especially considering the bureaucrats down here in Texas really don't really care too much about right to travel, so I can definitely empathize with you on that.
Yeah, I don't think any of them can care about the right to travel anywhere.
Well, yeah, but I was just commenting on Ian's situation that he's been blogging about, and I can definitely feel for you there. Nobody should have to go through that. With regards to what your guest was mentioning, I think the issue really when it comes to people selling alcohol or people not liking folks selling alcohol, which is sad because this country's already kind of gone through that with the prohibition era, and now we're just mm-hmm. in the narcotics prohibition era. So the substance has changed, but the whole issue about, well, we need a law is just absurd, except instead of doing a constitutional amendment, now they're just doing it by statutory code and whatever. But what the interesting thing was that in here in Texas, pursuant to the Texas Alcohol Beverage Code sections 105.01, 105.05, and 105.10, they already have it here where a seller of alcohol cannot sell any liquor anytime on Sunday and cannot sell beer between the hours of like 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. or some such thing.
Yeah, I think that's in Indiana.
Okay, and if they do sell, the punishment is what they call a Class A misdemeanor down here, which according to the Texas mm-hmm. Penal Code section 12.21 is a maximum punishment of a $4,000 fine and a confinement in jail for a term not to exceed 1 year.
1 year, yep.
That's actually the exact same punishment they have for anyone who openly carries a handgun, meaning a pistol or revolver.
You can't open carry in Texas?
No, Texas doesn't have open carry.
Sorry,
Texas?
You guys didn't know about that? Yeah, it's kind of weird because a lot of times, a lot of my friends usually tend to be constitutionalists, and I know one of the things they really care about is, of course, you know, gun rights and so forth and self-defense more generally.
Now, wait, you can only carry a rifle but not a pistol?
Right. Well, actually, there was an event that took a little bit of a side note. There was an event that took place here last October down in San Antonio called Come and Take It San Antonio, which was an open carry rally, and everybody brought their rifles and shotguns, but nobody carried a pistol or revolver because it's technically illegal here pursuant to – actually, it's a different portion of the Texas Penal Code.
It's weird.
It's insane.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because a lot of the Patriots think, oh, you go to Texas because that's where the Patriots are. And it's like, yeah, well, yeah. The gun control is kind of approaching California in some degrees. But
they don't let you in the state house with a gun there either, do they?
No, they don't even let you in with legal knives, actually.
Wow.
There's this such a thing called an illegal knife where it's anything over, I think it's 5.5 inches.
So you guys have blue laws, some pretty ridiculous blue laws. And of course, you know, the prepared alcoholic will go and buy on Saturday rather than try to buy Sunday. But the unprepared, drunken bum will just go to Walgreens and then buy a bottle of Listerine. I mean, there's always some way for someone who wants to get around these laws.
Right, of course. And the sad thing is that what this really comes down to is mala prohibita. You know, the act is illegal, not because it causes a victim, not because it is inherently immoral, which would be as mala in se, but because the state of wherever, but the state has declared it to be a victimless crime, quote unquote,
yep,
or an offense, or, you know, whatever legalese verbiage they want to use this week. And they just say, we put our foot down. I mean, look, if the legislature passed a statute saying anyone who wears a Gadsden t-shirt or you folks up there, the Porks, you guys wear the Gadsden porcupine don't tread on me shirt. If no one is allowed to wear that on Wednesdays and anybody who does is, let's say, a Class C misdemeanor, which down here is a $500 fine, if they pass it, the cops will enforce it. That's government as it is today.
Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. I mean, it just all depends. Like, there's a law here in New Hampshire that says that if you're playing sports on Sunday, you're in violation of some sort of statute. But yet, the police are not enforcing on the Little League games or anybody playing sports on Sunday.
There's actually, Obama has a few laws that he's not enforcing and has been very open about the fact that he's not enforcing them. So even, you know,
the most sadist president
we've ever had is not enforcing some laws. It's all up to the executive branch what they enforce.
And it's also up to the officers themselves in a lot of cases to use their discretion.
It's supposedly part of the check and balance process, but you know how well that works, right?
Anything else you want to share tonight, Sleepy Salsa?
Yes, actually, if you wouldn't mind. Two things. One is, speaking about mala prohibita, and it's not just limited to alcohol or guns, there's a lot of other things the government, the self-declared state, doesn't like, which is supposed to be representative, but unfortunately it's not, definitely not here in Texas anyway. Something that the city of Austin, the capital here, did was they passed a plastic bag ban.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Save the environment.
Oh.
Yeah, for those of your listeners that don't know much about Austin down here, it's the mainstream political climate could accurately be said to be eco-fascist.
Yep. It's a blue dot in the middle of a giant red lake.
Right, and the idea is to not have it be either, but to have it about, you know, genuine liberty of the individual and so forth.
Sure.
What the eco-fascists here did, those that particular garden variety flavor of statism, what they decided to do here was that any business, like especially major grocery store chains, that's how I actually first found out about it, was that they actually informed their customers were being prohibited by a municipal ordinance from providing you with plastic bags like as is, you know, culturally normally done.
Mm-hmm.
The Austin City Council put their foot down and said no more of that, not allowed to do it. So what happened instead, and you're going to love the corporatism aspect of it too to some degree, is what they did here, Ian, was that now the different corporations actually had to, well, not had to, they were selling reusable shopping bags. So every time now, and because I do live within the municipal area, city, anytime I go to any store, I have to bring bags.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I bring mine anyway, generally. I try to bring a bag and...
You have one of these reusable things?
I have several of them, yeah. Most of them are those radio bags we get at the
Now, why did you get them? You're not ordered to. Are you doing it because you're trying to save the environment? What's your motivation?
I just don't want all those bags. I mean, yeah. You know, what are you going to do with them? How are you going to get rid of them? I don't want to, I know that they tend to float away and go off places. I'm just not interested in consuming that many bags.
So you do it without being forced to by the government.
Yeah, I do use plastic bags and like to handling kitty litter and stuff like that, but,
I use them as liners for trash cans.
Yeah, little ones.
I'm one of those people that I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate from this, but I don't care about the environment. And
why not?
Because, and I have a very good reason for it, is because I believe in adaptation. I think that as we go along in society, we expose the environment to our lifestyle, and those creatures evolve to be able to handle our environment.
Well, we're not just talking about creatures here. We're talking about, polluting a lake or something like that.
It's like the porcupine. When the porcupine, animals have learned to stay away from the porcupine because when the porcupine feels threatened, it will shoot its quills. And they learn to not eat plastic bags.
Yeah, I have to say I like the environment. I like having clean air. I like having clean water to drink, and I'm not cool with the idea of dumping a bunch of sludge or whatever in the water. Hey, Sleepy Salsa, thanks for the call tonight. I know you had one other point, but call us another night with that one. Appreciate hearing from you this evening. 855 450 free. So you don't care. You're fine with just drinking some nasty, old, dirty, poopy water or something like that.
No,
you're okay with
we
that.
Clean water. We have water distillers. We don't have that issue.
Yeah, that's so the adaptation she's talking about is right. The creation of water.
Yeah, I think we become
swim
better.
In that kind of water?
I don't think that would be an issue. The incentive's already there. People aren't going to do that.
What are you talking about? There's all kinds of examples of companies polluting waterways. They supposedly have the incentive
and
to not do it, but they do it anyway.
That's why we have the right to protest.
$4.50 free. Yeah, but that doesn't stop the sludge from coming out, right? It's Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.